Gentlemen, I saw this story of Chaim Kanevsky, which I thought was a very sweet story, that he was once not well for a couple of days, a number of years before he was Nifter. He wasn't well for a couple of days. In bed, and he wasn't Bekoyach. So he said to one of his grandchildren, he said, he knows why HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished him for not being well. So he's really feeling under the weather, he's not feeling Bekoyach. So he asked, what's the reason, why do you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished you? And he says, I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished me because a few days ago, I was meant to attend the Simcha in the evening, and therefore the Kabbalah's call was cancelled. You know, the hour that Reb Chaim had people coming in for brachas, advice, etc., the Buha hour, you know, the Buha hour. So I don't remember now what time of day it was. I think it was like in the evening. So is it the Buha hour? This reminds me, somebody asked for a longer bracha. You heard that? Somebody asked for a longer bracha. Somebody, Reb Chaim connects for the last 10, 20 years of his life. He said Buha, yeah, famously. Buha, Buha, which stands for bracha v'atzlocha. Buha, bracha v'atzlocha. So somebody asked him, somebody said Buha. And then he said, can I please have a longer bracha? So Reb Chaim said, Buha. so he said that the Kabbalah's call hour in the evening was cancelled because he was going to attend this simcha, this family simcha. You know, it takes 20 minutes each way and plus 20 minutes there, whatever. So it was cancelled. So it's the last minute. Then his attendance wasn't necessary. Whatever he didn't have to go to the simcha for whatever the reason is. That part of the story is not written. Why he suddenly didn't have to attend? Or he didn't attend. So he said, my initial reaction was excitement. He said, because I had now, you know, an unexpected hour. I could just sit and learn undisturbed. So I could have had Yeshiva Das to learn. Nobody, because the Kabbalah's call was cancelled. Nobody's going to come. Nobody's here. It still says by the door, not Kabbalah's call. Nobody's coming. And I don't have to go anywhere. I can just go and sit. I can just sit and learn undisturbed. And I felt it was a wrong reaction because people at the end of the day, they're coming, they want brochures, they want advice, they want guidance. And then I think because of that, Abraham Kanevsky says because of that, probably it was not the right reaction. And because of that, I think HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished me and I hadn't been well for a couple of days. It's an interesting self-judgment of Abraham Kanevsky. I thought it was very, very interesting. Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, his mother was really unbelievable. Yeah, it's really, really incredible. Really, really incredible. Yeah. So Rabbi said we're up to Siman Nun Tes. I want to learn a little bit about Boch Rishoina of Yotze Oil. Continuing with we've learned about Shema and the Sof Zman Kiya Shema. We have learned also about the earlier Zman, the latest Zman of Shema. I want to, before we actually start with the biggest Yotze Oil, which we're going to start in a minute, I want to mention, it was mentioned yesterday, Shia, about women, because women, I think, often, girls especially, they like to wake up a little bit later. What's the latest Zman when is the latest Zman, or even women sometimes, when they, you know, we know that women are not bound to time-bound mitzvahs. So they don't really have to say Shema, really, but of course we know that it's Kabbalah Shema Chushmaim, and therefore they should, but in principle, the time-bound aspect doesn't really apply to them. Therefore, what is the latest time they can say Shema, or better asked, I suppose they can say Shema any time of the day, but in terms of the brochas of Shema, when is the latest time they can say? Because we learned yesterday that until the end of Shor Reviz, that's it. Shor Reviz nowadays will be, I don't know what time, but I'm guessing 10:30, 11, something like that. And then after that, you can't say Shema anymore. Can't say Birkas Shema anymore. So is that when girls or women cannot say Birkas Shema anymore? Is that what we're saying? So the answer is no. The answer is that it's fine. The Bialoch on the side of here says that on the extreme, on the Bidyevet, if a person is an oinus, the Bialoch says a person can, he's talking about a man, that if a person is an oinus, he can say, even on the oinus circumstances, he was unable to say Shema earlier, and Birkas Shema early, he can say Shema and Brochus up to Chatzos, midday. Now, obviously, for a man, this is only if it's an absolute onus and cannot be used any other opportunity. So if somebody, let's say, is in hospital or whatever, chas v'shalom, is really an onus, then he can say Shema until chatzos with the brachas. When it comes to a lady, however, to a woman, some poskim say that, you know, because anyway, not really bound to time, bound mitzvah, so therefore, they could perhaps be mekel and say Birkas Shema and Shema until chatzos. You can't have shachas after chatzos. Yeah. But if you're, for instance, after shoravis, you could be able to still say shmona esra, and you could. So if you know, so after what we call sav zman ki hashma, even according to the latest zman, you look in the ruach, you see the latest zman, and you know it's an hour after that. You could still say Birkas Kirshma and Shema. Okay, I thought it's an important point, and that's based on what was asked yesterday. Simon und Tess, Birkas Rishbroch Rishon Abiyotza, Uvoy Heisifim. Boch Ato Hashem Eloikeinu Melech Ha'olam. Yotzer Oir Uvoy Rechoshach. What does that mean? Kushboch creates light, Uvoy Rechoshach, and creates darkness. Tiknu Chachomim Istabish Lehazkir. To mention Midas Laila, darkness, night, Beyoim by day. Lhoitzim elev apikosim, to take away from the heart of the apikosim, of the non-believers, sha'oimrim, whose hold, chas v'sholem, shemishibora oir, those non-believers, the apikosim, that say that mishibora oir, chas v'sholem, the ones who created the light, is not loy bora choshech, is not the one who created night. Can't be the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu who created both dark and light. We can rephrase this, because that's clearly the meaning. It's not just talking about darkness and light. What else is it talking about? Night and day, yeah, but I mean something else. But yeah, good and bad. So we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does everything, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the omnipotent, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates everything, both that what is good and what we perceive as bad, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the koyach to everything. Those who don't believe that, so we are just making clear the very first brach of Shema, as we are proceeding and say, Kabbalos Malchus Shemaim, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, we're about to proclaim and take Malchus Shemaim upon ourselves. So when we are about to say this Kabbalos Malchus Shemaim, we say that this Kabbalos Malchus Shemaim applies to both Toiv and to Oir and Choshech, and everything goes back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's a really crucial understanding. So Yoytze Oir Uvoir Choshech, day and night, good and bad, everything comes to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and not like the Apikosim say. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Seif Katan Aleph, Oir Tzorch Lahafsik Ben Yoytze Uven Oir. Very important. When we say the words Yoytze Oir Uvoir Choshech, we must say Yoytze Oir, with a small interruption between the two words. Why? Because without so, it will sound kehechdo lishtama yoitzeroir. Yoitzeroir, which doesn't mean that at all, means something completely different. So we say yoitzer oir, Hashem creates the light. So therefore, we make sure that we make a small interruption. Yoitzer oir uvoir choshech. Now, he brings down, over here, Ein bebeheitev, v'sharet shuv mashkos of oir bezeh. He links, to the Be'heitev, who says, so he brings a few interesting nuschos that one should be careful. The Be'heitev says a few points. Primarily, says, "Tzorich lahafsik ben yoytzer uben oyer ki hechidol ishtam yoytzer meshosim v'ashem meshosov rashitev es mem vav v'u shem achem shem ein beis." There's a hidden names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that bracha. It's interesting to note some hidden names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are mentioned there. Lochein, therefore, yesh ledakteg, one should be careful shel ledalek vav shel v'ashem. Okay, v'ksheoy me yoytzer oyer, when a person says the word yoytzer oyer, the Be'etev says, what do you do when you say Yoytzer Oir? Be'etiv says, Yemashmesh betfile shel yad. You should touch the tefillin shel yad. And when a person says the word Uvoy Rechosh, Hashem creates darkness, Yemashmesh, a person should touch the tefillin of shel rosh. Interesting, Beitav says, in the name of earlier authorities, that you should kiss or touch, and many people kiss. It's not a universally accepted minhag, some do and some don't, but it's certainly, if a person does that, he should certainly continue doing it, and it comes from the Beitav. He brings also other gesos, Ratzon Koinam, Ratzon Koinehem, Oisim Be'ema. He brings various nuschos one should be makbid on. And he brings out over here something from the Ari HaKadosh, which I find very fascinating as well. V'chol ha-mechavim b'shem is elu, whoever's got kavona, and says this Yoytze Oyer with great kavona, and he's thinking about the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when reciting this, Einoy nizak kol oyse yoyim, you will not be harmed the entire day. From the Ateres Kenim. Quite a powerful bracha indeed. Continues the Shulchan Aruch in Seif Beis. Now what we've got to know is that there is two similar sounding brachas that we say when by shachis we say Baruch Ato Hashem Elokim Melech Olam Yirtzeh Oyer Vayichoshech Oyseh Shalom Uvereis Hakoel. Right, and then there's Hameir Tisbach Hashem, then Baruch Ato Hashem Yirtzeh Meoyrois. Of course, we all know. It's pretty similar to what we say by Maariv, which of course is quite similar as well. When we say Baruch Ata Hashem Elokim Melech Hashem Yitvor Maariv Arovim, and then Baruch Ata Hashem Maariv Arovim, so it all has similarities. So now, what happens if a person says the Maariv ending by Shachris, or he says the Shachris ending by Maariv? Would you be Yotze? Would you be Yotze? Would you be Yotze instead of saying Yotze over Choshech? Would you be Yotze? So the assumption for Seif Beis is going to be that you know Yotze. If you say the ending, the wrong ending, you know Yotze. Based on that, says Shulchan Aruch Seif Beis. Im tov ve'omah Hashem b'dor ha'mariv ha'rovim, v'nizkar miyad ve'omah Yotze Oyer, v'gam siyem Yotze ha'meoyrois, Yotze. If you say this combination of saying Hashem b'dor ha'mariv ha'rovim, after you remember, and you say Yotze Oyer, and you also finish Yotze ha'meoyrois, and it's of course in the morning, Yotze Yotze, because you rectified it immediately. Avol, but imoma b'dvor ha'mariv ha'rovim, if you are in the morning, say b'dvor ha'mariv ha'rovim, v'lo yoyma Yotze Oyer, v'lo yisiyem Yotze ha'meoyrois, lo Yotze. But if you completely mess it up and you say the evening, the Maariv bracha, the Maariv ending by Shachris, you're not Yotze at all. If you are Yotze over Yochoshech, Hashem B'dvorim Maariv Arovim, if you say this combination, Kam Si Maariv Arovim, lo Yotze. In other words, if you say Maariv Arovim by Shachris, you're not Yotze. V'adinim lo Yomad Chilo, Rak Yotze Oyer, Im Rak Si Maariv Arovim, lo Yotze. Same also, if you started off right by saying Yotze Oyer, but you finished off saying Maariv Arovim, you're still not going to be Yotze, because you've got to make the ending, you've got to make sure the ending is correct and accurate. But if you finish with the words Yotze Meoyrois, it's the morning. Given shepasach Yotze Oyer, you're Yotze. Aval pi shehifsik b'mariv harovim. So the key point is how you end off, and the ending has to be correct and accurate. Okay, we continue with Seif Gimel, leading on to the following shaila. Yesh oim shakdusha shebiyotze, yochid oim olafi she'enu ele sipur dvorim. We know that there is a halacha that kedusha, what we call a kedusha, has to be recited. Oh, I'm just going to find it. Normally, when there's a kedusha, like we have over here, kodesh, 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 baruch v'ashem koymoy, normally there's a kedusha, we know we've got to say it with a tzibur. Right? There's a kedusha. Kedusha has to be said with a tzibur. Does this also need to be said as in a tzibur or not? So here the Shulchan Aruch tells us as follows. Yesh oimim, some say, sheva kedusha shebi yoytze oyer, the kedusha which is said in the middle of yoytze oyer, yochid oimra lefi she'eino elo sipu dvorim. No, you don't need a minion. You could say that as a one person as well. You don't need a minion for that. Yesh oimim sheyochid medal gavein emerzol avetzibur. Some say, no. You can't say that if you're on your own. You can only say kodesh, kodesh, kodesh if you have a minion. No, we've got to be machmel at this opinion. And therefore, if you do not have a minion, at least say it with a nigun and with a top, as if you're leaning from the Torah. Because that you could do anyway. So in other words, some say you've got to say it with a minion. Some say you don't have a minion. We are choshish for those opinions that you can only say with a minion. And the way we rectify it, if you don't have a minion, is that you say it with a top, because then it's as if you're learning Torah. The minig is generally that we don't need a minig for that. A person can say it himself. We say it very loud. I don't know if you ever experienced. It's a question that cannot, by definition, have an answer. People say it loud, but do people say it when they're davening on their own? Will people say this with the top, with a niggin, or will they say it normally? I don't know. You can't know what goes on. Yeah, what happened in COVID? Yeah. So I suppose there's no way you could really find out a minig by such a thing, because it's, you can't find it. This is a very individual, yeah. So there are minhagim, like, you know, it's a family minhagim and all that. But if it's tefillah minhagim, you can't really, the minhag is that people are machmir, people are not machmir. It's going to be very hard to identify that, to find out. Very hard to research that. So just because people don't, it's just because there's a minyan, I suppose. I don't know. So we don't exactly know. But the Ramah says, no, it's fine, you can say it without a minion, and don't worry about not saying, don't worry about a minion, it's okay. But it is generally said, loud. What happens if a person says it biyochid, a person davens on his own? Does he say it loud or does he say it quietly? Here comes the Mishavua. In Sifkot Yud Gimel, if a person is davening on his own, he should say it quietly. It's probably better to say it quietly. Kodosh, you say it quietly. Say quietly. If you're davening biyochid, you can't say loud, but it's probably better to say it quietly. What about sitting or standing? Sitting or standing?
Sitting.
You have to sit. Better to sit. Yes, indeed. Says the Mishnah in Seif Cotton, Yud Beis. V'ksha'oni v'kdusha zu, im efshar, if possible at all, toiv loima meyushev. Better to sit. So, Rabbi Sai, are there things, are there tefillahs, it's one of those quiz questions, are there any particular tefillahs which is better to say sitting? We know there's plenty of things that you should manage by standing. Is there things that is better to say sitting? The answer is yes. To kdusha, the Kedusha of Birkas Kishma, you're better off to sit. You're meant to be sitting. Yes, indeed. You don't have to. It's a toy, but it's like, it's proper and it's right. But if somebody has got a reason why they want to stand, it's fine. But I'm saying, in principle, a person should be sitting. Yeah. Tachlun as well. Tachlun, you can be said standing, but yeah. Yeah, it's better to be sitting. It's shtickle mashmos, yeah. Birkas Yoitza Sifdalet, Birkas Yoitza V'Arves Oima Im Shliach Tzibu Benachas. A person should say it quietly and Yoitza V'Arves Oima Im Shliach Tzibu Benachas. Should say it slowly. Mishnah Busif Kotten Yudalet Birkas Yoitza V'Adin Lechol Habochas Kriyas Shema. Birkas Kriyas Shema should be said slowly. Ima shliach tzibu, says the Mishnah Berurah, ta'afta medin yochel lecha v'lo tzibir, kaz shliach tzibu afila aboki, ta'afka betfila, ena shliach tzibu moitzi zaboki, k'remo mishum drachmanin, u'tzorich kol echad levakash achim al atzmoi. Mikolmok mi erogi loima ima shliach tzibu benach tzibu, shun tzutzeit himself, don't rely on the shliach tzibu, you should say it personally, individually, and you should say it slowly. Do not rely on the shliach tzibu being moitzi you. Kiven shem birkas, aruchos, and bochas, aruchos, delong bochas, ein odom yochel lecha v'n, you cannot be concentrating too long on the shliach tzibu, and therefore it's better to say it yourself, and you should be af kavona. Now there's not everybody saying it quite slowly, but of course ideally one should say it slowly. Okay, fine. I think we'll stop over here. What did we cover this evening? We covered the halachas of birkas yoitzer. We learned that the takana is that we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as creating day and night, darkness and light. Everything comes from the Ribono Shel Olam, and that's how the bracha starts, just before we have Mekabel Olam HaShemayim. We said that the wording has to be correct and accurate and precise, and do not mix it up with the tefillah of Mari, which sounds a bit similar, especially the ending of the bracha. We spoke about the Kedusha, which follows. Has to be said biyochid. Some say it has to be said with the top, with the nigan, because it's really meant to be said with tzibur. But the minig is kisvor shona that you don't have to worry about it. You can even say it without the nigan. You can say biyochid as well. And we also learned that yoitze oy has to be said quietly. And we also discussed that the point that you got to be sitting down for kedusha zu and in terms of the, whilst you have to say it berabim, you have to say it loud, be yochid, you should say it belachash, you should say it quietly. Okay, that's it for this evening, Rabbi Isai, and I wish you a very, very good Shabbos.